朝另外一个方向跑。
Now the title of my topic is Persistent Pursuit, God's Persistent Pursuit.
今天调弟兄的讲题是神不断的引导。
But in this situation I'm describing, can you imagine the platoon leader watching this guy running the wrong direction? And he's got his platoon, everybody's watching this guy running the wrong direction. How that might affect their morale, and how it might also affect the safety of the platoon and the success of the platoon.
你可以想象，这个中队的指挥官看到有一个士兵在逃跑，对他的士兵的士气也得到了影响。
And you can imagine the U.S. government's persistent pursuit of that man who went the wrong direction.
你可以想象，美国军队对这个逃兵是如何的追逐。
And when they find this man.I think the first thing they're going to do is put him back on the front lines and say, we'll give you another chance, this time be courageous.
你想象如果他们找到这个士兵，他们会跟他说，我们要给你第二次机会，让你再去作战。
Probably not.
很肯定不是这样的。
The story we're going to talk about today is the life of Jonah and one situation here, and he has a lot of similarities to the soldier who ran the wrong way.
今天我们是讲的约拿与这个逃兵非常的相似。
Let me just pray and commit this time to the Lord.
我们每一次今天祷告想象的时间献给主。
Lord, just acknowledge that I need your help.
主啊，我们坦诚，我们需要你的帮助。
And I just want to pray that you would give me the words to say, and that you would open up the hearts of each person here.
我向你祷告，请你给我的意思，我怎么话，也请你打开每个人的心。
Amen. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and open up to Jonah.Chapter 4, and I'm going to be moving throughout Jonah a little bit today, but just to keep your Bibles open to Jonah, and we'll just be moving there.
请打开约拿书第四章，今天我所分享的在整个的约拿书里面，请你一直打开这约拿书。
First thing I want to talk about is.Jonah, his clear understanding.
我首先要分享的就是约拿非常清楚神的旨意。
He was very clear in his understanding of who God was.
他非常清楚神是谁。
And he was also very clear in his understanding about what God wanted him to do.
他也非常清楚神要他所去做的事情。
He had a very good platoon leader who gave him very clear instructions.
他有一个非常明白他的指挥官所给他的指示。
If you look at Jonah chapter 4, verse 2.
你看约拿书第四章第二节。
He prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home?That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity.
我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不愿意、不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他市去。
So he had a very similar understanding of who God was, that Moses did.
他对神的理解非常的清楚，就像摩西对神的旨意明白一样。
So he understood God was gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving.
他明白神是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，是丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And And this sounds exactly, these are almost exactly the same words in that God spoke to Moses when he passed in front of him. Moses said, Lord, if you're really doing this, pass in front of me. I want to know you. I want to see your presence. And in Exodus 34, verse 6,
He
says, and he passed in front of Moses proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
他在摩西面前经过的时候，耶和华宣告说：“耶和华，耶和华是怜悯又恩典的神，不轻易发怒，必有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”
So we have a very good understanding, it seems, of who God was, God's character.
他非常清楚神是谁，明白神的性情。
And Moses' response to this was to bow down and worship God.
摩西的回应就是急忙的俯下下拜。
Jonah's was not quite the same.
耶拿却不一样。
So let's look at God's clear instructions to Jonah.
我们来看看神对约拿的清楚的旨意。
In Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, and in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, we have God's first time and second time of giving instructions to Jonah. The first time, he said, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come before me, come up before me.
一章第一节二节，耶和华的话临到亚尼特的儿子约拿，说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。”
And the second time in Jonah 3 verse 1, he says, Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you.
第二次讲的话是在第三章第二节，耶和华的话二次领导约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。”So
Jonah had a clear understanding who God was and what God wanted from him.
因为他清楚的知道神是谁，神要他做的事情是什么。So
now we look at Jonah's response.
现在我们看一下约拿是如何回应的。And
why he responded this way? What kind of person was Jonah?
他为什么这样回应？约拿到底是一个怎样的人？
First thing we see is that Jonah is a very resistant and a very selfish person.
首先我们看到约拿是一个非常反抗的人，并且非常自私的女人。
He knew God was forgiving, God was gracious, God was compassionate and slow to anger, so he went the other way.
他知道神是有怜悯，有恩典的神，神不轻易发怒，所以他就向相反的方向逃跑。
The reason he did this is because he had a very strong sense of justice.
他这样做是因为他有非常强烈的正义感。
He knew God, but he didn't really agree with God's way of doing things.
他知道神，但是他对神的做法有不同的看法。The
first part we looked at, John 4 verse 2, it said, I knew you were going to do that. Have you ever felt that way? I knew you were going to do that to someone or about someone.
第四章第二节，他说，我知道你要这样做。
So that's why he said, I'm going to take matters into my own hands here.
这就是他为什么他按自己的办法做。
He did not think the people of Nineveh deserved a second chance. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it.
他认为你以为有什么人不应该有第二次机会，他们配得第二次机会。他们是一群罪恶的人。
Another thing we notice about Jonah is that he was easily discouraged and easily depressed. 第二个特点
是我们看到的约拿很容易丧气，很容易被环境所影响。
In chapter 4 verse 3 and chapter 4 verse 9 we can really see this.
在第四章三节和第四章九节我们可以看到这一点。
In verse 3, he says, Now, Lord, take away my life, for it's better for me to die than to live.
第三节，现在求你取我的命吧，耶和华，因为我死了，我活着还好。
And God asks him a question, Have you any right to be angry?
神就问他说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
Jonah went out and sat down.
约拿就出去坐下了。
If God asks you, do you have any right to be angry?
但是神问你，你发怒合乎理吗？
Is this a good response?
这是一个正确的回应吗？
He didn't even answer God.
他没有回答神。
Those of you who are kids, have you ever done this to your parents?
年轻人，你对你的父母是不是这样回应过？
And if so, how did they respond?
假如这样回应过，你的父母是怎样反应的？
Those of you who are parents,
你们是父母的。
Have you ever asked your children a direct question and had them turn their backs on you?
你有没有问你儿女一个直接的问题，他们这个把背对着你？
How did you feel?
你的反应的感觉是什么？
Here, God in verse 9, God was very patient with him. He asked him the same question again.
第九节，神对约拿非常的有忍耐，他问他同样的问题。
God said to Jonah, Have you a right to be angry about the vine?
神对约拿说，你为这棵蜜马发怒合乎理吗？
And this time, Jonah decided to answer, and he said, I do! I'm angry enough to die!
这次约拿说，我有理，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。
And another time where you can see how depressed Jonah is in the whole chapter 1, where he runs from God. He's in the storm, he's in the bottom of the boat, everybody's afraid they're going to die, they're terrified, and Jonah's asleep.
第一章的时候我们看到每个人都惧怕以为自己要死了，但是约拿却跑到城里去睡觉。
He doesn't care about anything.
他并不关心其他的任何事情。
And then later on, the sailor will say, What should we do? What should we do? And Jonah says, I just throw me in the ocean.
后来水手说我们要怎样做呢？约拿就说，你们把我扔到海里面去吧。
So Jonah's looking for a way out, and death appears to be a really good option.
约拿寻求一个出路，看来死亡是一个正好是一个出路。
Next thing we see about Jonah, he does have some good characteristics also.
下面我们看约拿，他确实有一些很好的品质。
And the first little characteristic I see is that in the midst of extreme pressure, his good intentions arise.
第一个良好的品质就是说，他的良好的愿望。在极度极大的压力下发挥了出来。
And in Jonah chapter 2 verse 9, he says, But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord.
约拿书第二章九节，他说，但我必用感谢的声音献祭你，我所许的愿，我必成全。
So he not only knew in his mind that God was gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love and patience, he had some experiences of this in his life.
因他他不仅知道神是有恩典有怜悯的神，不仅有天赋，却有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，他自己的生活当中更有这样的经历。
The next thing I want to say about Jeremy, this is the one that makes me jealous of Jeremy.
第二个我想跟大家分享的这一点是我对Jeremy感到羡慕的。
Oftentimes when I pray and when I hear other people pray, it seems like we think we have to have a prayer that sounds beautiful, that's well prepared, that God can accept that kind of prayer.
很多的时候，我祷告的时候，或者我们祷告的时候，我们要有一个很好的祷告词，这样的话，神就会垂听。
You know, someone just as I am.
有一首诗歌和照顾本相。
That's how Jonah came to God.
这就是约拿如何到神面前。
He was so angry, he complained to God, he turned his back on God, but he kept fighting with God, arguing with him.
他对神发怒，他背对着神，但是他一直寻求神。
And if we wonder, how come God chose Jonah in the first place? God knew he was this kind of servant. And why did God give Jonah a second chance?
我们也许会想，神为什么当初选择约拿这样的人？神为什么会给他知道约拿的性格？他为什么给他第二次的机会？
I think it's because God knew this is a person who is very real.And this is somebody who, I mean, it may be ugly stuff, but he shares his heart with me.
但是神更知道，这是一个真实的人，他将他的心向我敞开。
Okay, we move on now and talk a little bit about God and God's persistent pursuit of Jonah and the Ninevites.
下面我们要分享神和神不断的。追求神不断的神的不断的成全他的旨意，在约拿和尼尼微人的身上。
One thing that God did is He personally provided for Jonah.
首先，神他为约拿提供了一切的事情。
And the first thing that He provided for Jonah.Is in chapter 1, verse 4.
第一个他为约拿所预备的是在一章第四节。
It says, Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up.
是耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
So this is something that God sent.
这是神所准备的。
There's a lot of gifts on the back table that we're going to send, and I hope none of them inside contain, you know, a storm or anything like that.
我们后面的桌子上有好多的礼物，我们要送出去，希望那里面没有任何的飓风。
In chapter 1, verse 17, we have God's second provision.
在第一章十七节，我们有看到神为他准备的第二件事情。
It says, "But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah."
神耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿。
Okay, the first gift was to get Jonah's attention.
第一件事，神所准备的是要引起约拿的注意。
The second.Or the second thing God provided was for Jonah's deliverance, his salvation.
神为约拿所准备的第二件事是为他拯救。
But it was also a place for God to provide a place of contemplation for Job, a place for him to think about his life.
这也是神为约拿所预备的一个可以思想的一个地方。
Jonah could not have any illusions about running from God at this point.
在这个地方，约拿不可能再逃避神。
God was holding Jonah.
神紧紧地抓住约拿。
And Jonah had to face God.
约拿必须面对神。
And you know, God could have just had the whale or the fish, it's a big fish, spit him out, you know, a lot more quickly than that. But 3 days, it didn't take 3 days for God to find a place for that whale or that fish to spit out Jonah.
神原本可以叫那些大鱼把约拿立刻吐出来，用不了3天3夜的时间，但是神让他在那里待了更长的时间。
The other thing, the next thing that God provided is in chapter 4, verse 6.
另外一件神所预备的事情是在第四章第六节。
It says, Then the Lord provided a vine and made it grow up over Jonah to give him shade over his head and to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the vine.
耶和华神安排一棵绿马，使其发生高过约拿，引而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这棵绿马大大喜乐。
So this gift was for Jonah's comfort.
那这个礼物是要给那个约拿安慰。
Then it says the Lord provided, and this is in verse 7.
然后第七节他说。
It says the Lord God provided a worm which chewed the vine so it withered.
所以耶和华神安排一条虫子咬着绿马，一直枯槁。
So the wishes, the gift of the vine was to give him comfort. This one was to remove the comfort that God just gave him.
首先给神给他一棵绿马，是给他安慰。然后神又给他一个条件，让这个安慰去掉。
And as if that wasn't enough, God came with another gift.
如果那还不够，神又给他另外一个礼物。
In verse 8, it says, Then the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the wind blazed down on Jonah's head, so he grew faint. He wanted to die. And he said, It would be better off for me to die than to live.
第八节，日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头暴晒约拿的头，使他发昏，他就给自己求死，说，我死了比活着还好。
So here we have God giving him something for comfort that he really enjoys, and then taking it away, and then taking it away even more. And so what's the purpose in this?
这里我们看到神给他安慰，然后让他得到安慰，然后神就把这个安慰去掉。那神在这些作为当中有什么目的呢？
To make him faint so that he wanted to die.
难道是为了使他发昏，让他求死吗？
Yeah, I think so. But also to bring him to the point where he was at the very bottom of despair.
是的，我认为是这样。另外也是把他带到他的最低的境地。
And at this point, then he could have a teachable heart where God could deal with the same question that Jonah turned his back on him earlier.
在这个地方，神给他让他有一个可以受教的心，然后让他可以悔改。
So first we see God's provision in terms of the way that he is persistently pursuing Jonah.
我们看到神在不断引导约拿的时候，首先给他提供的这样的条件。
The next thing we see is God's patience.
然后我们看到神对他的忍耐。
We see this in relationship of Jonah and the people of Nineveh.
我们看到神对约拿的宽容，也看到他对尼尼微人的宽容。
In 2 Peter 3:9, you don't have to turn there, but just listen. It says, The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance.
在彼得后书第三章九节，主所应许的项目成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人成人，乃愿人人都悔改。
So why didn't God just say, okay, that guy went the wrong direction, so I'll find another prophet to go to Nineveh?
神为什么不说那个那个人跑到相反的方向，我就要去找另外一个人来做这个事情。
And why did not God, after he saw how wicked the Ninevites were, I'm sure they've been this way for a long time, why didn't he just say, just burn up that city and judge that city?
神为什么不对尼尼微人说他虽然知道他们就是非常的邪恶为什么不说我要降火烧灭他们？
It's because of God's patient pursuit of each and every person that He's created.
神不断的引导每一个他所造的人。
No matter what we've done, no matter how far we've fallen.No matter how messed up our lives are, God is still waiting for us.
不管我们做过什么事情，我们的生活是如何的在神面前有亏欠，我们如何的跌倒，神都有耐心在等待我们。
And He's still pursuing us.
他仍然在不断的引导我们。
And God's not treat us all the same.
神也一直在这样对待我们。
He treats each person differently.
他对每一个人有不同的办法。
In Job, we have God rebuking Job.
以约伯书，我们看到神对约伯的指责。
His rebuke of Job is much different than that of Jonah.
他对约伯的指责，非常与对约拿的指责非常的不同。
In Job 40 verses 6 through 8, it says, The Lord spoke to Job out of the storm, Brace yourself like a man. I will question you. You shall answer me. Would you discredit my justice? Would you condemn me to justify yourself?
在约伯书四十章第六节到八节，耶和华对约伯说，于是耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说：“你要勇士出腰，我问你，你可以指示我，你岂可背弃我所预定的吗？岂可定我有罪吗？好像自己的意吗
？”God did not speak to Jonah like this.
神对约拿没有这样说话。
Jonah turned his back on the same God, and God just changed the situations and circumstances so that he could deal with Jonah on that same question.
Jonah, 对着神逃跑，但是神用同样的环境可以要对约拿说话。
And I think it's probably because God knew.Jonah could not handle the type of rebuke that he gave Job.
或许可能神是原本知道约拿不能承受像他对约伯所说的那样的指责的话。
And he knew that Job could handle such a rebuke.
他知道约伯可以承受那样指责的话。
God's dealing with Job and Jonah led them both.
神对约伯和约拿的引导，使他们认识到自己的羞辱。
The other thing I want to mention about God's pursuit of us is how God shares His heart with Jonah and tries to instill His heart in Jonah.
另外一个神对我们不断的引导，可以从神如何对待约拿看到的。
In the very end of the book, Jonah chapter 4, verses 9-11.
在这卷书的末后，第四章九节到十一节。
We have God's final words to Jonah.
我们看到神对约拿最后的话。
God said to Jonah, Do you have the right to bring to the battle line?
神就问他说，你这个地马发怒惹怒你吗？
Now some people might read this and think that God's really upset with John, but I don't read it this way.
因为读这句经文，可能会想神对约拿确实的神。But
Jonah is upset.
但是约拿确实 upset.
I do, he said. I am angry and I'm going to die.
他说我确实合理，我发怒已经死都合理。
So we understand what Jonah's values are. We understand what is it that's important to Jonah.
我们看，认识他，约拿所认识的有价值的东西是什么？在约拿的心中，什么是重要的？
And God uses Jonah's own words, identifying his own values, to try to instill what some of God's values are.
神用约拿自己的话来，用他自己的价值来把神所看重的东西放在他们心中。
But the Lord said, you've been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?
耶和华说：“这驴马不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜赶死。你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大臣，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万个人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？”
And so, in response to this, we don't get to see Jonah's response.
我们看不到。 约拿如何回应神的这句话？
Why don't we need to see Jonah's response here?
你为什么看到约拿是怎样回应神的问题呢？
I wonder if maybe it's because God wants us to think about our response.
我想跟神是让我们来思想我们对神如何回应。
So I had several thoughts in response to Job's example and to God's persistent pursuit of Job.
我想我有几点可以分享的，就是关于神不断的对约拿的引导和约拿的引导的意义。
One question I have is, do I have an anger management problem?
第一个是，我是不是不容易控制我的情绪，我的容易发怒？
Now, when I say anger management problem, usually we think that anger is a bad thing.
当讲到恼怒的时候，我们一般会想，恼怒是一个坏的事情。
But in God's presence, I think God's waiting for me and for some of us to get angry.
但是我想，神可能在等待我，也等待我们很多人发怒。
In my heart, I often think, and I hide these things, but, God, why are you doing it that way? How come you're doing that? Why don't you do it this way? What's wrong with you?
在我的内心深处，我可能在想，神啊，你为什么这么做？为什么那样做？你怎么有这么多不合理的事情？
But these things are hidden so deeply, I would never dare to say these things to God.
但这些问题在我的心中非常的深，我不敢来责备神。
So my prayer might come out something like, God, you need to be done.
所以我就祷告，就说，愿神啊，愿你的旨意成就。
And then God said, Bill, why don't you tell me how you really think?
然后神对我说，Bill，你可不可以告诉我你真实的想法？
What do you really feel about? How do you really feel about this?
你真实的感觉，对这件事情你的感觉到底是什么？
And when he Jesus was a good example of this as well. You can look at David and the Psalms and see that they told God how they felt.
耶稣还有大卫在那个诗歌里面确实是这样他们把他们真实的感觉告诉神
When Jesus before he went to the cross, he didn't say, God, I'm ready to go to that cross, and whatever you desire for me to do, I'll do.
当耶稣上十字架之前他没有对神说我已经我愿意上十字架不管你让我做什么我都愿意做
He fell with his face to the ground and prayed, God, if it be possible, may this cup be taken from me.
他匍匐在地对神说神啊倘若可能从你叫这杯离开神
The difference, though, is that he surrendered his will to that of God, even though it was hard.
这个不同就是说虽然是非常的艰难但是他顺服了神的旨意
So I guess my encouragement to myself and to the rest of you is don't be afraid to be angry at God or in God's presence. He's big enough to handle it.
对我自己的鼓励对我们每个人的鼓励就是说不要不敢啊发怒在神的面前要把讲你的真实的情感告诉神神是一个巨大的神伟大的神他可以对待我们一切的问题
And not just anger, but any other emotions that we might have to just bring those things freely before Him.
不单单是发怒的事情每一样的事情我们都可以带到神的面前他可以帮我们处理
The next response I thought I had was the question, how do I handle the things that God provides for me?
另外一个回应我就在想我如何对待神所给我提供的一切
We're celebrating Thanksgiving and as we celebrate Thanksgiving I wonder if we sometimes only appreciate the gifts that we think make our lives more comfortable
我们现在要庆祝感恩节我们庆祝感恩节的时候我们往往只感谢神赐给我们那些是我们的生活美好的礼物
In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章第16节到18节
It says, Rejoice always, pray continuously Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
要常常喜乐,不住地祷告,凡事谦,因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So everything that we receive comes through the filter of God's loving hands.
收到的任何一样事情都是经过神慈爱的恩手的过滤
If you think, oh, that's a bad thing, that's from Satan that's a good thing, that's from God then you're giving Satan too much credit
假如我们认为那是一件坏事你是来自于撒旦 那是一件好事是来自于神 我们有可能就把太多的事情归给撒旦了
Even though some things may come to us that are not good God in His love and His sovereignty allow those things to reach us
虽然有些事情临到我们看上去不是很好但是神通过他的全能他的慈爱让他们临到我们
God provided cancer in my left kidney.
神让我的左肾长癌症。
God provided an ultrasound at the perfect time to find the cancer.
神也提供了超声波在 最合适的时候来发现那个癌症。
God provided a wonderful doctor and hospital and money to have the surgery, to have that removed.
神也提供了全巧的医生、医院，把我们那个癌症去掉。
And God provided wonderful friends to take care of our children. When we were in Bangkok, having so much having surgery recently with me.
当我在做手术的时候，神也提供了很好的朋友来帮助我们看我们的孩子。
In the belly of an airplane on the way back to Quinping, I feel like I was embraced by God and experienced His love in a much deeper way than I had in a long time.
当在飞往昆明的飞机上，我真正感觉到神在拥抱着我，在很长的时间我都没有这个感觉。
What about some of the ways God provides for you?
神通过怎样的方式在你的生活中为你提供？
Maybe God provides piano lessons for some of your children.
神提供给你们的孩子钢琴课。
Maybe God provides a loss of a job.
或者神让你失去工作。
Maybe God provides a really mean teacher or a boss that's almost impossible to work for.
或许神给你提供一个非常不友好的老师，或者是一个非常不友好的老板，让你无法工作。
How does He command in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances related to these things?
这是神的话，在帖撒罗尼迦前书5:18，凡事谢恩。
Couple of other questions that I ask myself and that I'd encourage you to ask yourself.
还有几个事情我鼓励我自己，问我自己的，我也鼓励大家问你们自己。
Do I resist the things that God calls me to do?
我是不是抵抗神所呼召我去做的事情？
Is my heart softening or hardening towards God?
我的心是对待神的呼召是软的吗？还是硬的？
God desires nothing more than for us to have soft hearts before Him.
神更愿意我们有一个软的心。
But God may have to provide many things for us in order for us to have a soft heart if we resist His will.
假如我们抵抗神的旨意的话，神可能要给我们提供很多的环境，让我们的心软下来。
And the last question is, do I have God's loving heart for all people?
另外一个问题就是，我是不是对神的所有的子民都有一个爱心？
Do I look at some people and think that person deserves judgment now?
当我看到别人的时候，是不是会想，这那个人应该受到神的审判？
Romans chapter 2, I don't plan on sharing this, but it came to mind. God says, or do you show contempt for the riches of His kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance?
在罗马书第2章第4、第3节、第4节，你这人呢，你论断神这样是的人，自己所行的就和别人一样，你不能逃脱神的审判吗？第4节，主要是第4节，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是能与你悔改的吗？
一起低头祷告。 Lord, we acknowledge that You are sovereign, You are Lord, and You know what gifts we need.
主啊，我们虔诚，你是。 给你。